highs of 7 to 9 degrees. Newark there today. FM Tom Marash, Arish, Ega 3.
Come on, let's go. Goobly, goobly, goobly.
Toshé, Shochtan, Nagilga.
Oh, I will. Cap, May. Oh, here we go now.
Ray thought. Now, I'll live translate. Worth knowing.
I did Irish all through primary school, all through secondary school, and 6 years of Irish in college as well.
Prepare to be wowed.
Cap, May, or Capem?
Capem.
Gurau or Gurev.
Well, you're switching. You're moving between tense and zero. Right?
Cap May. I thought that was so. Cap May Gurau.
Oh, that's the continuous past. Oh dear.
Oh, do you know what? Jane Jarmad. is that Jane? Did you forget?
Rinna May Jarmad. Yeah.
Yeah. Jane Jarmad on the whole thing.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley.
You know what? I'm Jane Jarmad above all me Irish for the last 42 years of Irish. And you know, my kids are studying Irish now and they're like, Daddy, what's the Irish for whatever? I'm like, ask your mother. But then here's the thing, right? I'm gorgeous.
Right, okay.
So I can afford to be stupid because I'm just so gorgeous.
You're relying on your beauty.
That's what it is. Someone in the office is possessed by an owl. Have I done that one with you?
No.
Someone in the office is possessed by an owl. Please hold.
Okay.
It's taking an age for it to load. It's actually done the little circle-y spinning around thing, which is always handy for broadcast.
Mm, yeah.
I don't mind. Well, you don't mind waiting?
No, it's fine, yeah.
Spinning around it. Oh, this is a sickener. Ah, this is... Do you know, we'll wait. We'll just... Oh, here it is. It's loaded.
Oh, have we got connection issues? No.
No, I think it's... It just wouldn't load. I think it was memory, maybe. A bit like my memory with the old Irish. How are you doing? So this is... Someone in the office is possessed by an owl. Have a listen.
Boss, I think someone in the office is possessed by an owl.
Someone in the office is possessed by an owl?
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you get it?
He hoots it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Who?
Yeah.
All right.
No way.
Oh, my God.
You know what? It was... You'll find it was worth waiting for. It was a joke.
Cash machine.
Sitting there looking around that spinny aroundy thing, waiting for the thing to load. But by the time we got there...
Yeah.
It was... That's value. That's value radio.
In the juice versus squeeze ratio. Mm-hmm. I think we're on the right side of it, yeah.
Hey, here's your cash machine total for today. Well, mix and touch. And today FM playing the music you love with a babbity ball ball babbity ball ball ball.
You know every single one of the words.
I am a massive. You see, the thing is, and I've kept this to myself. I've kept this under a bushel. I'm a massive Little Mix fan, particularly their less good songs. I'm more of a fan of the lesser
the
Little
deep
Mix
cuts. Yeah.
What's the one? The boy, the breaking up with you song. We're never getting back together. Is that that's
heartbreak anthem?
No, not the heartbreak anthem's a hang on now. Steady on. You think Heartbreak Anthem's a bad one?
I thought that's the song you were referencing from
no,
the
No, Heartbreak Anthem, but that's Galantis, David Guetta, and Little Mix. That is a... Well, this is a remix version of what I have, and this is great as well. Hang on. Skim on there, please. This is a banger. This is what the kids call a banger. Or the kids say a bop as well, which is similar to a banger. But it's for the lazier kids. It's only one syllable. I ain't got no time to dwell on it. Great old song, that. It's another mix. I can do loads of versions of this, do I? Ah, come on, just play the original, please. There it is. With the fiddles in the beginning of it. Little Mix. Other Little Mix songs.
Hello, it's me, your ex.
Please hold.
I called to say not sorry, but I wish you the best. And I don't hold no grudges.
Well, there's the biggie. There's Black Magic over there. All the girls on the block. That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Wanna know what it is, make the Little Mix and Ed Sheeran, Black Magic versus Photograph I have here. I'm already loving it. I love a mashup. I lose my mind for a mashup.
Loving can hurt sometimes.
Yes, a million times yes.
But it's the only thing that I know.
Is it? Hang on, let me skim on it a bit then. That's not bad. Sweet Melodies over there. That's one of the ropey ones. I've got loads of these ropey sort of filler tracks. Sorry to the Little Mix fans. In the whole of my life, there was this boy that I knew. Shout out to my ex.
Melissa's been in touch, right?
Ah, here, what? What?
Yeah, she says, Wings is a banger. I'm nearly 40.
Oh, it is too.
Told me not to waste my life. She said,
damn right, this is a great song.
Don't let what they say keep you up.
What was that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You walk home,
oh. Hang on. There it is. It's called Move.
Great song.
Another great Little Mix song.
Explain, but there's just one problem. I'm a bit old school. Stop it. When it comes to loving.
Shout out to my ex is another one of the ones I don't like. My favourite Little Mix song.
What is it?
Features my favourite boy. Oh, do I even have it here? Hang on, please hold. You know that I've been waiting for you. Did Little Mix do a song with Charlie Puth?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think they did. Hang on. Little Mix, Charlie Puth, you're going to have to wait now. Hey, you don't mind waiting. Please hold. Don't. I tell you what, actually, let's start the show. Yeah. I haven't even started the broadcast yet. Let's Little Mix and Touch. Today FM, play the music you love.
Yeah, there it is.
It's called Oops, and it's absolutely gorgeous, this song. Now have a listen to this. It's so derivative, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you know it.
This is a great song. Skim on there for us.
Hey, I said goodbye. All
so Charlie Puth can do no wrong in my eyes. Brilliant. He's perfect pop maker.
Accidentally need you, I don't know what to do. Great song. Oops, baby, I love you.
The whole gang is here. I don't have it on my MP3s. That's upsetting. I'm going to have to rectify that immediately.
When Charlie Puth teams up with Little Mix, they really do produce a challenging sound, don't they? Taking musical risks.
Ticking all the boxes. For middle-aged white dudes. Oh, that's a lovely song. They're singing about love to each other. That's perfect. Oh, you know what? That's perfect. Right. A little bit of business to attend to, actually, first, before we start properly. The Galmont Hotel, every day this week, we're giving you the chance to win a break at the Galmont Hotel. Galmont in Galway, or the Galmont in Galway. It's the Galmont Hotel and Spa at the very heart of Galway City. Their friendly and helpful team have loads of tips and recommendations for you during your stay. They'll help you discover the best shops, pubs, restaurants and more in Galway City. See the website www.thegalmont.com. We have a two-night getaway for two, breakfast each morning and dinner in the Marina's restaurant. And time for you and your guest in the thermal suite in the Spirit One Spa. You want to get into win? Here's what we're doing. Listen out for a very casually placed mention of one of the spa treatments in the Galmont. You can have a look at the list yourself, thegalmont.com. One of the treatments in the spa will be very casually mentioned on the broadcast today. When it is, it's up to you to identify it. Text in on 0874 100 102. I'm just here on the website here myself. So there's thermal suite, which is fairly simple. I like the mention to be a little bit more challenging for us. There's the Spirit One signature facial. Would you like a signature facial, JP?
From you, Ray, anytime.
Is that where I practice my handwriting on your face?
Yeah.
I just write Ray Foley on your forehead. It's a signature, a Spirit One signature facial. I've got the Elemis Superfood Pro Radiance. Oh, that sounds like a good one. Anything with food in it, I'm there. We've got the Elemis Dynamic Resurfacing Precision Peel.
Wow. Ooh, okay. That sounds like something the county council should be involved with.
You need your high-vis jacket on and a hard hat for the dynamic resurfacing precision peel. I'm sorry, the road is closed. We're doing a resurfacing precision peel. Anyway, I'll be mentioning one of the spa treatments in the Spirit One Spa at some stage when you hear it. Text in whatever you think it is to us. 0874 100 102. Not now, like, but, you know, between now and now four. All right, we'll do a roll call. 0874 100 102. After Hanson at Today FM. Hanson and Imbob, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Do you know what? I must confess, I always had a crush on the girl and I always on the sister. I always kind of fancied the sister.
Right, I've got news for you.
What? FM and the music you love. Very good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Mr. Roll Call. JP.
I'm sure.
Art Ormond. Oh, jeez, your mic's not on. Hello.
I'm sure.
There you are.
I'm sure. I'm over here.
Unshaw, Ray, your spa chat has put me in the mood for an Epsom salt bath later. A good man from Miriam. Do they have Epsom salts? The big bag of Epsom salts, do they work? Do they relax your muscles, make you feel better?
Oh, yeah.
I find them a waste of money. You dip the whole bag in, it doesn't do anything.
It's just a salt. You're just sitting in warm, salty water.
Yeah.
You could do a foot bath.
All right. Does that work on your feet, then? So only your feet are relaxed, but the rest of you are still stressed out?
Yes.
Fair enough. Unshaw, Ray, and associated gang members, my favourite edible spa treatment is the... I love this volunteering. Pippa, thank you for this. My favourite edible spa treatment is the owl cucumber on the eyes from Pippa. Pippa, did you know that the cucumber is...
No, it's the other way around.
Hang on, I can get this. The cucumber is related to the loofah. The loofah is in the cucumber family.
Fans of fun facts on the Ray Foley Show would already know that.
And Tom's on show. He says, hello, guys. Good to have you. You're some man to time an intro to a song. Award-winning, love it. Some pro. Clappy, clappy, clappy. From Tom on show in Galway. Tom, I never know with our texters. Are they being sarcastic or are they being genuine?
Hard to tell.
Sometimes I intro a song... And we're into by intro. Jesus, do we need to
give us an example, Ray? Go on.
If you're it's talking up to the intro of. Give me a short one. Hang on, please. 1 second. All right. So the Killers, right?
Radio.
Hana to a Hana Hana to two today FM. A very good afternoon. This is the Killers and Human.
Not bad.
No, that was quite tight. That was quite tight in the end, right? Trying to introduce Carly Rae Jepsen. Carly Rae Jepsen on today FM.
Just a long M.
You gotta drag the M. Carly Rae Jepsen on Today FM. It's still...
Wow.
It doesn't matter how long you gotta drag that last syllable. It's still radio as long as you get it up to the vocal.
You are a master of your craft, Ray.
Can I say welcome to... What's this Today FM School of Radio? Tell you what, I'm the dean. I'm the dean of the School of Radio. Symphony, a great track. A little banger here. Clean Bandit on Today FM.
I've been hearing symphonies. Right, and that's all you need to make it in radio, is it?
Just drag the last syllable. I know a DJ as well who drags his S's as well. What would you say? What would a... Give me something. Give me a band with an S. Oh, here we go. Ready? Okay. A 102 Today FM. A very good afternoon. Let's play some Harry Styles.
You're so versatile.
It doesn't.
You?
Do you know what? It doesn't matter. Just drag out that last syllable.
You got it.
But anyway, Tom texted and Galway said, "I'm some pro, being able to link up to the vocal." Tom, it's not a skill anymore. It's all on computer, you see. So all you got to do is just look at the computer screen. It used to be a skill. In the days of CDs and, I don't know, turntables and that kind of thing, it was a skill. But now we've got a bar showing us how long we've got to talk until the intro of the song ends. This is Today F... Example kickstarts Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. We played a Hanson a couple of minutes ago. I was saying that I fancy the sister. I always fancy, like, this is years ago. Yeah. I would have been a teenager, and they would have been teenagers themselves. And I remember, do you remember when Mbop by Hanson? Then they have another song, Penny and Me.
Penny and Me.
Penny and Me, or Penny and I. Please hold, we gotta go digging. This is a Hanson follow-up single, which they were hoping was gonna be the one to take them. Oh, there was Where's the Love was a big one as well.
She was gorgeous, yeah. Though. Yeah. I mean,
skip on there, please. You know what? I've skipped past it. Here it is. Her voice, she's got a very distinctive voice. I was a teenager at the time and I had a poster of just her on my wall because I kind of had a crush on her. Hanson, Mbop, of course, is the big one. And there was another one, it was Penny at some point. Hang on. Anyway, sorry for the Hanson fans listening this afternoon. There she is. Skim on there for us. Well, this is live. No, thanks. I'll go for the radio. No, that's still live. One second. Right. There it is. Come on. She sounds different there now. She must have had a cold that day. Anyway, 0874-100-102. Tony is over there. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Ray.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, lads.
Hello.
Just want to know.
What?
Was your man Ewa the Hansons part of NCIS?
Was one of the Hanson boys in NCIS, like the TV show, is it?
With Chris O'Donnell, I think it was. I think it was one of the Hansons was in that. If you can confirm, if you can let me know if it's true.
Chris O'Donnell was in NCIS Los Angeles, I want to say.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. JP's been tipping and tapping on the googlies. What is it?
There was a Kyle Hanson in NCIS, but I don't know if Kyle is one of the sisters in Hanson.
Hang on one second. Hanson brother. Hanson brother NCIS. Please hold. No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think you've got your answer there. Ray Foley. So, can I ask a question? Tony, thanks for the voicemail, and thanks for listening and all. But you not have Google yourself, because that's all we're doing. Stay here, I'll play Cian Ducrow next. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast. Oh, yes! Dua Lipa, Levitating, this is Today. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. Ray Foley in and on. Loving a little bit of Dua Lipa. Feels like I haven't heard her in ages, although she's one of my favourite artists of all time. Hi, Ray. I was wondering, text, by the way, 0874-100-102. Hi, Ray. I was wondering if you do a shout out for my friend Wendy and ask her if I can borrow her potato peeler. Love the show. Hey. From Kira. Is that a euphemism for saying that's like drugs? Is that a drug reference or something? Can I borrow
your potato peeler? I don't think so.
Does she just legitimately want to borrow Wendy's potato peeler? So Wendy's Kira's friend?
Yes.
She's Wendy's friendy.
He's loving it. It's ringing.
This could be a drug thing. Seriously, it could be. Like,
could it be?
Hello?
Does that make you a middleman now in a drug deal?
The seedy underbelly of the criminal underworld. She's not going to answer. Because it is a drug thing, that's what it is.
Right. You're like radio's Nicola Talent.
Kira.
Oh.
Is not available at
Kira's
the moment.
Not available.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Kira, hi, Ray Foley here with regards to the potato peeler request. I'm happy to ask Wendy to give you the lend of her potato peeler, provided and only provided... This is not in any way a drug reference. Because I want you off the drugs. Go on. Lots of love. Yours, etc. Ray. It's true, though. We've got favourite potato peelers in our house. My wife has her own favourite potato peeler, and I have my own favourite potato peeler. And if we're both peeling potatoes together, if she uses my potato peeler, there's war. There's, that's divorce proceedings, that is.
Do you race against each other to see who can peel the most potatoes if you're both doing it? Because in our... Yeah, I would have done that growing up.
And I'll share the video. I'll put it on my socials or whatever. I bought this thing last year. I've put it up before. Anytime I use it, I take a video and put it on my Instagram. It's a potato peeling machine. This thing is incredible.
This is compelling stuff.
Dude, this is amazing, right? Now, anytime I put it up, people say, oh, should be quicker peeling the potatoes yourself. But you are not peeling the potatoes yourself. The machine does it. So it's like, the way it works is, it's got a load of spikes in the base of it, and it's got a single spike on the top. And what you do is you drive the single spike on the top into the top of the potato. So the potato's kind of held upright, okay? And then there's an arm with a single, very thin blade on it. An arm that reaches into the potato, and you click a button and it just moves its way along the curvature of the spud. Now, the very tip of the potato and the very bottom of the potato are not peeled. Mm. So once you take it out of the machine, you just snip, snip, top and tail it, and away you go, and your potato is totally peeled. Let me tell you, it is a game changer. And even though it's as quick as peeling the potatoes yourself, it's way more crack. It is grey crack.
Ray Foley.
You're like, this is brilliant. We're living in the future. Or do a Google for it if you like. The potato peeling machine. It's unbelievable. Like €15 or something like that. And it is grey crack. And the other thing, you can give it to the kids to use.
Stick their fingers in it.
No. But I mean, like, don't cut yourselves. If you cut your if you cut yourself with the blade, I'll kill you. So you threaten them first, and then say to them, "Here, you can play with this." And then the potatoes are peeled. I've got them working in the back of a kitchen of a chipper at the weekend.
Today FM's cash machine. And all the
other boys. Kyra Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Alright, good afternoon, it's Ray Foley. We're watching the YouTube videos of my potato peeling machine. There's this Russian dude, he's using a potato peeler. He's putting the potato into it here.
Cut the top, cut the bottom.
Yeah.
Set it in this things. Boom. Yeah.
Boom.
I didn't turn it on.
I turned it on
by mistake.
Yeah, put it into the machine properly.
And then set this thing down over here to the level where you want to peel it.
Yeah, push the thing.
Fuck.
Yep, and then push the button. Boom.
It's all set up.
Yeah, wait,
let's turn it on and see what happens.
It peels the potato, Sergio.
Whoa. This is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna peel my potatoes anymore or my apples. This is my machine that's going to do it.
There you go. You see, he's using the machine. And the thing is, right, while it might take as long and it might be as fiddly as peeling them yourself, it's the novelty factor, the crack of using a robot to do it is brilliant.
Ray Foley.
I highly recommend. Of course, every time I take a video and put it up on socials, everyone goes, Give over, you jokers. We're closing the lines on the cash machine in 45 seconds. €40,524.47.
Go sim free with Harvey Norman.
Clean Bandit and Zara Larson, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Hello there. Ray Foley on Today FM. Feeling great. JP's there as well.
Hi.
Are you feeling great?
Groovy, right? Great, groovy.
We've got the potato peeler. My potato peeler I was telling you about earlier on. It's actually great crack. I think I spent about €15 on it. And you pop your potato in, it peels it for you, you top and tail it. And as you're topping it, no, what you do is you put it in, it peels it. You take it out, put it down, and then you put in the next potato. And then you set the next potato to start peeling. And while that's peeling, you top and tail the first potato. And on you go. I tell you what, over the course of an hour, you get hundreds of potatoes done. And then you've got more potatoes than you know what to do with. I highly recommend. It's great crack. We're watching the YouTube a couple of minutes ago as well with the Russian fella using it. Andrew's over there, 0874-100-102. Andrew?
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
I have a potato peeler at home that does it all for me as well.
Really?
It's called the wife. Oh, I'll be having a microwave dinner tonight because of that.
Andrew, we've arranged for you to be cancelled, actually. You might as well just pack up your stuff now. Delete your Twitter profile, your Instagram, all of your social medias, and consider yourself cancelled. Well done. And you only have yourself to blame, you fool. I got a few. Well, this is Twitter's down. I mentioned Twitter. Twitter's down, apparently, yeah. According to a number of news sources this afternoon. Twitter is... Hang on, was it not working for me a couple of minutes ago? Hang on, please hold. Is it down? Anyone on Twitter? Is Twitter broken? Is it not working?
Wasn't it that some of the functionality was knocked out of the line or something? It wasn't working.
I know, it's gone. It's up, it's running now. It's working, but it was dead. Maybe it's not working for some people. Is Twitter working for you? Is it not working for you? 0874-100-102. Twitter down. Around the world, site unavailable for users in latest technical difficulty suffered by site since its takeover by Elon Musk. This is The Guardian writing. Twitter was unavailable for users around the world for over an hour on Wednesday morning, the latest in a spate of technical difficulties suffered by the site since its takeover by Elon Musk. Beginning at about 20 past 10 this morning, visitors to twitter.com were greeted with error messages. It seems like it's up and running now, though. If it's not working for you, we will be your... Why don't we do Radio Twitter?
Oh.
Do you know what? This is the power of radio.
Okay. This is when radio gets to shine.
Do you know what? This is radio's moment to shine. This is when radio comes into its own. Forget your Twitter. Forget your digitals. Forget your ones and your zeros. Here's what you got. You got radio. You got a good old-fashioned analog radio. And we can be your Twitter. We can do it all. We can do hashtags. We can do trends.
Right.
We can do pylons and, indeed, cancellations.
Okay.
So use us as you would use Twitter. All you got to do is, if you're thinking of, instead of tweeting, just send it to us on a text and we'll read it out. And it's the same, it has the same effect, same impact.
Because we've got great reach.
This is it.
Do you know what I mean?
And if you like, then, something that someone else has sent in,
right?
Then you just text in the word like. Or a love heart, a love heart.
Is this the most efficient way of doing things?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I can't believe we haven't been doing this sooner. So instead of tweeting, send us in your what you were going to tweet.
Right.
0874-100-102. Throw in a couple of hashtags in there as well, and we can look at the trends map. We can see what's trending on radio, Twitter. Do you know what? This is genius.
Isn't it?
This is the perfect amalgamation of digital and traditional.
Somewhere in Silicon Valley,
yep,
a frenzied assistant is running into Elon Musk's office going, guys, we got a problem.
We've got Musk on the back foot. We've got Musk on the run. 0874-100-102. Any tweets, any text tweets you want to send them in? And JP, what are you looking at?
Somebody says, anyone got tips on the best way to gouge my eyes out? Looking for something to do while at Ray Foley at Today FM is on air. Hashtag ears bleeding, hashtag dermis.
That's very negative. Once again, it seems that you've captured the mood of Twitter, because Twitter's a very negative, it can be a very negative space. And I suppose, do you know what, I found myself a target from time to time from the Twitterati.
Here's
so
a good
I suppose
one.
That's to be expected.
Yeah, here's something, right?
Okay, you got another one.
Can someone explain how at Ray Foley continues to steal a living? Clown emoji.
Once again.
Hashtag refund my license fee. Hashtag I don't understand how the license fee works.
There's no need for this. There's no need. Any more?
Just paid €9 for a pint, LOL, at Joe Duffy. Hashtag Leo the Leak. Hashtag RT is the virus. Hashtag 32 County Era.
Yeah, this sounds about right.
This is feeling very familiar now, isn't it?
It's beginning to sound about right. Yeah, yeah.
The day I listen to at Ray Foley is the day I see a cyclist stop at a red light. Am I right? LOL. Hashtag... RTE is the virus. Hashtag Padraig Pearce didn't die so we could all wear masks.
Do you know what? I think people have captured it. Yeah. Any more? 0874-100-102. And we look at the trends on radio Twitter after Miley Cyrus at Today FM.
We were good. We were cold.
It's just toxic. It's a very
kind
negative.
Of dream
it can be very
can't
negative.
Be so. We were.
And she's electric. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Good afternoon. Oh, I thought, do you know, I thought I'd invented the reinvention of the wheel. I thought I'd done it. I thought I'd finally cracked it. I thought it was genius coming up with Radio Twitter, where instead of Twitter, you use radio. It's the power and the magic of radio broadcasting. And instead of tweeting, you just send a text into the radio and then we read out your tweets. It's got the same engagement, really, as Twitter, because it goes out there to the public. The public can then react in whatever way they like. Mm. They can engage, they can hashtag, they can ask. And it can be just like the same experience on Twitter, given that Twitter's down, or Twitter was down anyway. Yeah, yeah. Twitter collapsed earlier today. So I thought we could step into the breach.
Bridge that gap, yeah.
And steal some of Musk's thunder on the airwaves this afternoon. But it's kind of blown up in my face because the thing you have to understand is, like, it's not always a very positive space. Mm. You know, so like when you open yourself up to it, then that's when you're sort of confronted with the reality then of what people really think.
George, you're really struggling at the moment, aren't you?
0874-100-102, JP.
Do you know what, Ray? It's not all hate.
Really?
Yeah, David says, at Ray Foley, where are all these singles in my area? Hashtag just waiting for you to call. Fair question, David. I don't know. I've never investigated. Andrew says, was just about to tweet. Oh, this is Andrew with the potato peeler. He says, was just about to tweet, please don't cancel potato peeler Andrew. Hashtag justice for Andrew.
All right, okay. So potatoes is currently trending on the trends map.
Yeah. Niall says, just on the jacks, hashtag massive, hashtag relief, hashtag where's me brush.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh, here's one you like. Sarah says, somewhere a panda is... This is the kind of cesspool you're delving into.
What is it?
Twitters. Not aimed at you. Somewhere a panda is missing its eyeshadow. I'm looking at you, Claudia Winkleman. Hashtag everything in moderation.
That's unnecessary.
Girl. That's mean.
There's no call for that.
And then kind of cycling back around, Samantha says this. Tried taking at Piriton tablets during at Ray Foley show, but still allergic to his voice. Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag bring back Larry Gogan. Hashtag RTE is the virus.
Ray Foley.
Hashtag I'm not wearing a mask. Once again, it's just. I think we'll just leave it. It was a grand idea.
That's done now.
I think
that's
we've done that. I think Musk is up and running again. You can just hop back on your tweets. We play the weekend, and we're making that cash machine call next.
Better days are coming for you.
Today FM.
You're tuned even better than the real thing. Today FM, play the music you love. Play the rock music you love.
Ray Foley.
Oh, I just hit the wrong button, lads. Don't you hate it when that happens? Just a sicker. I meant to hit that button instead. Oh, dreadful stuff. U2 rocks. Today FM rocks. If you want to listen to the back-to-back rock music, swipe over on the Today FM app. Download the app. Swipe over to Today FM rocks. You got your rock tunes. Ed's on tonight from 10 o'clock with Today FM rocks on the radio. And U2 making big news. They've confirmed their Las Vegas residency. Actually, I've got that here somewhere. Yeah, U2 confirm their U2 Las Vegas residency, but one band member won't make it. The iconic Irish group teased their upcoming residency during a Super Bowl commercial. They're back with a bang. They've confirmed a new Las Vegas residency. One key band member will be missing. Larry Mullen Jr. on drums will lead us, minus Larry Mullen Jr. They are going to lead a special run of shows, including a brand new 4D state-of-the-art venue, the MSG Sphere in Las Vegas. MSG, monosodium glutamate. You got your Chinese food and you too at the same time. I mean, come on. It's a perfect synergy. Yeah, you too performing, but without drums.
Right, okay, yeah.
I've gone and this seemed like a good idea at the time, but I don't know if it's going to work. I'll play for, right. So what I did was I typed in U2 without drums, and it turns out you can get most songs with no drums on them. For people who are learning to play the drums, they can play along with their favourite songs, but they can play the drums themselves.
So this could be like a preview of what the Las Vegas residency shows might sound like.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what did I just play? Even better than the real thing.
Yeah.
Please hold. Here we go.
Two,
One, two, three, four.
You see, the thing is, it still sounds unmistakably U2.
Yeah.
I was like, so this is what it's going to sound like in Las Vegas without the drums. Let me skim on to the middle of the song there for you. I mean, I think they could get away with it.
I think they could, yeah.
I mean, if Bono's singing over that, it turns out there's no drums.
Is Larry Mullen missed?
Like, Larry, wait. I'm sorry, dude, but it sounds just as good without you. You're a legend and all. What was that? Even better than real. I've got With or Without You over here as well. Here, have a listen. It's got a slow build. Of course, there's no percussion here. Let me skim on.
Without you. With or without you.
I mean, no one's missing the drums.
No.
I'll go a lot later in. I'll go a lot further. I'll go 3 minutes in. Again, if you're planning on buying tickets for U2 in Las Vegas with no drums, it'll still be grand. I mean, it seems like it's going to be just fine. Vertigo without... I mean, come on, Vertigo. There's a big, loud rock song for you. You got your own mistake about guitar sounds there. Turn it up there, Captain. Just turn up the drums a bit, actually. Got it. Okay, here we go.
Oh, now that sounds bad.
It does sound weird and different, but it's not impossible. I'll go 2 minutes in here. Okay, fine. We found one that sounds a bit weird. From the back out. So maybe they just leave Vertigo out.
Take it out of the set.
If he's not going to perform with them, just leave that one out. U2 minus drums, live in Vegas for the residency. I'm playing Pink for you next.
Love rock music.
Today FM, playing the music you love. That is our All-Irish Track of the Week. This week, Wild Youth, and we are one, and that is the Irish entry for the 2023 Eurovision Song Contest, Hon Ireland.
Today FM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
As we're all aware, I've spent the last 20 years tooting my own horn, and now I'm going to do it for charity. It's the Big Busk for Focus Ireland and Ray's Big Blow for the Big Busk for Focus Ireland. It's happening on our show. It's a sponsored blow, is what this is. I'm learning the tuba.
Right.
I'm going to be performing on Friday week as part of the Big Busk, 10th of March. I'm learning the tuba.
Mm. Now, we've been talking about this for about a week, is it? So you must be... It's really coming on, actually. You're playing. You've got the power, but I don't know if you've got the finesse.
I've got the lungs.
Yeah. You're a work in progress still.
The Big Blow on the Big Busk. It's happening in the afternoons right here on Today FM. I need you to sponsor me. It's a sponsored blow. Jump on todayfm.com/busk.
How much would you give for a blow?
Todayfm.com/busk. Todayfm.com/busk. We're calling on all musicians, your friends and family to get out and busk on Friday the 10th of March in Aid of Focus Ireland. Or you can join one of the big busking events in shopping centres and Irish rail stations around the country. Come on, get involved. We need your donations. Todayfm.com/busk. It's on Friday week right here on Today FM.
Highs of 7 to 9 degrees. Nuach there, Today FM. Tom Marash, Sharon. Last word, Aglaur Thresh.
Oh, yes. Go gorgeous. What a job. Go
holy. That was like an essay at the end of that.
That was good.
Because you're like, it's the last word, it's the half four.
Yeah.
I'm going to be back. Oh, my. Do you know what?
Well played.
It's a C-plus in honours.
My who?
Boo-hul-wa. Dermot. Sam Smith. I'm not here to make friends. Not the truth. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello. Ray Foley's my name is JP.
Hi.
I'm feeling nice. Hiya.
Dermot.
Dermot.
What are you doing?
I'm saying Dermot like Kermit. That's all I'm doing. There's not much to it. It's a simple enough little... It's not even a bit. I'm just saying Dermot. This is Dermot Murnaghan. Hey, Dermot Murnaghan. Dermot. Hey, Dermot.
He's a newsreader.
He was a newsreader. He only finished up yesterday. Dermot. Dermot. It's Kermit's voice, but saying Dermot.
No, I get it, yeah.
I think I'm just drunk all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I go from drunk to hungover, and that's... I've never... Since, like, 1999.
Find out a new medication or something.
Dermot. Dermot Murnaghan. He's the newsreader. It's funny with Dermot Murnaghan. He's one of those newsreaders. It's like, ah, that guy. He moved to Sky News 16 years ago and he finished up last night on Sky News, his final show. Yeah, doesn't it feel like only 5 minutes ago?
I thought he was like ITV about 2 years ago.
He was in ITV, he was in Channel 4 and he was on BBC. He did a quiz show on the BBC as well.
I remember that, and he was always arching one of his eyebrows. Yeah.
Yeah. Dermot Murnaghan. Dermot. So he finished up last night. These things always make me cry. If you ever watch Saturday Night Live, any of the clips of people leaving their final sketch or them doing their goodbye as well, I always end up... this is on YouTube. If you ever look at any of those... Anyone saying doing a sign-off or saying goodbye or getting emotional as they are saying farewell to their audience always makes me cry.
And you kind of develop a personal attachment to a newsreader because they're always breaking you seismic world events, bad news.
That's true,
in a calm,
yeah,
reassuring way. Mm. So you kind of take them on as almost friends.
Here he is, and he went... In fairness... He went Anchorman.
Oh, wow. Right.
Have a listen.
To you, the viewers.
This is Dermot Murnaghan.
To you, the viewers, you make Sky News. You are Sky News. Your engagement, encouragement and feedback have been invaluable over my time here. I hope that I've managed to serve you well. It has been an absolute privilege. Thanks for making this career so worthwhile. I leave you with, I've always wanted to do this.
Isn't it like you see him getting choked up, and this is I immediately it gets me every time.
It's getting me in the feels too.
People saying goodbye. So he throws the paper. He holds up the headlines or your news headlines, a recap, and then he just throws the papers, the notes away.
A last look at the headlines. There they are.
Throws it away.
You stay classy, Planet Earth.
Hey,
and that's it.
Hey, Sherman, what play? Yeah.
So off he went then to have an Alimus dynamic resurfacing precision peel. So look, just to relax, to look after himself.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, casual. Yeah.
Do you know what? After all these years reading the news, off into his retirement, riding off into the sunset, he had a dynamic resurfacing precision peel. We think, anyway. Take that and pray. This is Today FM. Come on, Gary, take us home. We're nearly there. The last word's on at 5:30. Living the life and loving the music. Guys, the Galmont Hotel, Galway City. The Galmont Hotel and Spa in the very heart of Galway. www.thegalmont.com. They've given us a wonderful two-night Galway getaway for two to give away every day this week. Because we're really looking after you. There was a subtle mention of a spa treatment during the course of the show today. You may have missed it.
You're good at that.
It's incredibly subtle. I just dropped it in.
Because some people might do that and it'd be clunky and awkward. Well, would you? Smooth.
It'd be cack-handed.
Yeah.
I think some people would be quite cack-handed when it comes to...
You're very good.
She's very good. It's ringing. Where am I ringing?
That's Kerry, yeah. Kerry, yep. Yep.
Hello?
Hello, is that Sandra?
Yes.
Hello, Sandra. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, Ray.
Have you been enduring this nonsense for the last 2.5 hours?
Of course. Loving it.
Well, you have to say that because I've got a prize, isn't that right?
Maybe. I would have said it anyway.
Well, you would have. Well, you're very kind. What are you up to today, Sandra?
Just cooking.
Oh, what are we having?
Turkey chili.
Turkey chili, you mad woman! Turkey chili! Is it turkey mince, like?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, right, and in place of like
instead
beef?
Instead of beef, yeah.
Right, so you've got kidney beans and the tomatoes and the whole lot in there?
Yep.
Are we going very spicy?
Medium.
Any chocolate in there?
No.
No, a little top tip for you. Two square, well, it depends on how big the chili is. Did you say curry or chili?
Chili.
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 Two top tips, actually. A little bit of beer in there. A little bit of lager is apparently quite good in your chili. But you need to let it simmer off then for a while.
Are you a drinker, Sandra?
I occasionally.
That's the only way you can get through this show, frankly. and then I learnt a few years ago on the 6 o'clock show, Yvonne Connolly, she made a gorgeous chili and she put in... like the darkest chocolate, you know, like in Lidl or Aldi.
The
darkest chocolate like
70%,
you can get.
70%, is it?
No, it's like 90. You get 90.
Jeez.
Like really, really dark. The darkest you can get. Put in two squares, depending on the size of your chili, put in two squares of the darkest, darkest chocolate. And in the chili, a little bit of sweetener. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, interesting.
Give it a go, but don't leave the pot on while you go out to Lidl to buy the chocolate.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You identified the spa break I mentioned subtly a couple of minutes ago. So for you, we've a wonderful two-night Galway getaway for two. Breakfast each morning, dinner in the Marina's restaurant, and you get into the thermal suite in the Spirit One Spa as well, madam.
Woohoo!
Woohoo indeed. Listen, you're our winner this afternoon. Enjoy
Thanks,
Galway,
Ray.
Won't you?
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, babe.
Go in peace.
Oh,
yeah.
Ray.
Yeah, what?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, Sandra. Enjoy Galway. Have a lovely curry. A lovely chili.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze on Today FM. Portugal, The Man, and Feel It Still. This is Today FM, playing the music you love, and we're out of time. The clock once again has caught up with us. Old man time, master time, once again, shutting down proceedings. Believe it or not, we had so much stuff planned that we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. We didn't get to do In and Out like a Fiddler's Elba, where Luther star Idris Elba. In and Out like a Fiddler's Elba, where Idris Elba tells us he's going to perform a session of traditional tunes on the fiddle in aid of the Big Busk on Friday week. We didn't get to do Idris Melba, where Luther star Idris Elba shows us how to make the perfect peach Melba. His secret? Plenty of raspberry sauce. Ooh. And we didn't get to do the People's Elba, where Luther star Idris Elba shows us how to deliver The Rock's classic wrestling move, the People's Elbow, in The People's Elba. You know what? Like I say, we ran out of time. Maybe we get to do it tomorrow at 2. The last word is on the way next.
And 1, 2, 3, and...